no fodder except the skin, the vengeance of God will tear the skin off that pride. This arrogance is a product of the skin. Hence, power and riches are friends to that pride. What is this arrogance? Being oblivious to the essential principle and frozen like the oblivion of ice to the sun.
When we are talking about Satan, we are talking about arrogance. Because he's arrogant. Why is he arrogant? You. Because he's knowledgeable. Oh yeah, he has knowledge. That's what the Satan is. What is his quality? He knows everything. So, he's arrogant. Here we say, listen, let me talk about this arrogance. This arrogance will really make you the Satan. Why? Because you push it towards what? Or it pushes you towards what? Arrogance. I know it. And that's it. And imagine, I'm sitting down here trying to make you understand bewilderment, and your brain will say, yes, yes, I got it. I know it. This is the silly game that we are playing for centuries. Yes.
When it becomes conscious of the sun, the ice does not endure. It becomes soft and warm and moves on rapidly. From seeing the kernel, the whole body becomes desire. It becomes miserable and passionately in love, for wretched is he who desires. When it does not see the kernel, it is content with the skin. The bondage of glorious is he who is content is its prison.
Yeah, whoever doesn't pay attention to the heart of the matter would appreciate the representation of the skin of the matter. What are the people to you? Their skin. Do you know what's underneath it? No. Are you interested? No. You don't even like it if they talk about it. The skin, the show off. And we say, this is it. Everything is that simple trick. Everything is upside down. So when you talk about good feeling, if you don't get the meaning of it, you're talking about being silly. Yes.
Here, glory is infidelity and wretchedness is religion, until the stone becomes nothing. When did it become the gem set in a ring? In the state of stoniness, and then I is absurd. It is time for you to become lowly and dead to self.
Okay, here this was very difficult to translate, really, because he's playing with the words. The rhyme here is Ana wa Fana. Ana is Arabic, means I, capital I. And Fana is non-existence, which is the end of the path that we are trying to go. Here we say, listen, when you're a piece of a stone, you will say me. When that me, that arrogance doesn't exist, then you will be you. Yes.
Pride always seeks power and riches because the bath furnace derives its perfection from dung. From these two nurses, from these...
Did you get it? Every single verse, he will say something and he will turn it around for you to understand that it's not that simple. Here's a... Look at the bathroom. What is the source of energy of that bathroom? Tongue. This is what they burn underneath and warm it up. Remember, we talked about it. You say, this is it. The bathroom is warm and good because of that stuff. But that stuff should be down there, not in the bath. There are the stuff in you which should be in your brain, not in your existence, not in your soul, not in your heart. Yes?
For these two nurses increase the skin. They stuff it with fat and flesh and pride and arrogance. Mm-hmm. They have not raised their eyes to the kernel of the kernel. On that account, they have deemed the skin to be the kernel.
If you don't try hard to go deeper and see the inside, you bleed in the skin. And that's how it works. Look at the animals. They look at their skin and that's it. So everything for them is simply logic. Yes?
Iblis was the leader on this way, for he fell prey to the net of power. Riches are like a snake, and power is a dragon. The shadow of holy men is the emerald to them both. At that emerald, the snake's eye jumps. The snake is blinded, and the traveler is delivered.
Ah, what was that? A story. Have you seen the emerald? Have you ever seen the emerald? We make up a story about that stone. That's the piece of a stone which is representative of love. In our story, this is the stone on the ring that God will give to Solomon. Do you remember? And if the Solomon will take it off, disaster. And there is another stuff to this, that the emerald will make the Satan or dragon blind. Means what? Means the vision of your brain, the vision of your dragon, your powerful one, will vanish if the vision of love arrives. That love will make the dragon blind. That's a trick, yes?
When that prince had laid thorns on this road, everyone that was wounded cried, "Curse Iblis," meaning to say, "This pain is upon me through his treachery." He who was taken as a model was the first to tread the path of treason. Truly, generation on generation came after him, and all set their feet on his way. Whoever institutes an evil practice, O youth, in order that people may blindly fall in after him, all their guilt is collected on him, for he has been held.
Wait a minute, Rumi is using a habit, a custom over there that you don't get it really. What is happening here? This is the trick, that in Rumi's time, when you're walking, what will happen? Sometimes something will go in your feet. Something happens, bad happens, because the roads are not asphalted, and blah, 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 right, okay. So what will you do when it hurts? You say, "Oh, damn the Iblis." This is the habit. This is the ritual. Rumi brings it up for you to learn something. He says, why everybody will blame Iblis for that pain? One could ask this. Say, because Iblis is the source of all arrogance and blah, 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 problems and pains and all that. Therefore, we'll blame him. This is what his role is in our story. Yes?
All their guilt is collected on him, for he has been ahead while they are the root of the tail. But Adam brought forward the rustic shoes and sheepskin jacket, saying, I am of clay.
Aha. So when we talked about idols, we were talking about Adam. Right at the beginning, there is Adam and evil, right? This one will not bow. This one? That one doesn't bow because I'm from the fire. He's from the death. This one will say, yeah, I'm from the death. Then suddenly you will find some humbleness in Adam that in other stories doesn't exist. He made it up here to tell you that this is it. The opposite of that is this. Yes.
By him, as by Ayaz, those shoes were visited. Consequently, he was lauded in the end.
Read it again, please.
By him, as by Ayaz, those shoes were visited. Consequently, he was lauded in the end.
What does it mean, lauded?
Honored.
Praised.
It's a mistranslation. The word is Mahmud. The name of the king, the most appreciated, yes. But you should remember that he is talking about Ayaz and Mahmud. Lover and the most appreciated. Slave and the king. Right? He will transform this stuff for you because you don't get it. That there is relations like this. Do you get really the feeling of Rumi for Shams? Could you? That's the point. We want you to understand why you don't get it. Because you're trying to understand it. Try to feel it. Because it's in your feeling that it could grow up. Yes?
The Absolute Being is a worker in non-existence. What but non-existence is the workshop of the maker of existence?
Means what? Means when you're talking about the creation and blah, 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 like that, what are you talking about? When you're talking about that absolute, it's absolute. I don't mind that. Look at the workshop. Where are you coming from? Non-existence. You were not here, now you are here. Everybody is coming from non-existence. And do you remember it said, oh, silly people. That non-existence is the workshop that is building this existence. Where do you think the Creator is sitting? Here, in this stupid, limited existence, or in that vast non-existence? And I said, if you want to think about God, think about non-existence. Here he will repeat it, that the absolute existence is somehow the work of non-existence. Because there is nothing just non-existence before the existence. That's it. Yes.
Does one write anything on what is written over, or plant a sapling in a place planted?
Means what? Means that you want to write, you find a piece of paper that there is nothing on it, then you write on it. So, creation starts with that. There is nothing. Then he creates something. Yes.
He seeks a sheet of paper that has not been written on, and sows the seed in a place that has not been sown. Be you, O brother, a place unsown. Be a white paper untouched by writing.
Who is this? Ayaz or King?
Rumi
is talking to you.